Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Ches, and we are on Kuf Chav Zayin on the bottom by the two dots, and we continue here in Perek Arba Rotem on the last two blot here in this Perek. So the Mishnah quoted a Machlokes Tanoim relating to Hechsher for the animals. So the first part of the Mishnah was talking about detached, semi-detached limbs, and as we spoke about that, they could be in a state of limbo, so to speak, in the middle. It could be metame tumas ochlin, not metame tumas nevela yet, and whether it needs hechsher, not hechsher. We spoke about the difference between tumas nevela and tumas ever menachai, and the lack of tumah of basar menachai related issues. We touched a little bit on the malach of kotzer by Hilchos Shabbos, which again is a large topic. We didn't fully get into it. What's the definition of the malach of kotzer? Is it physically detaching something that's attached, or is there something different, something deeper? It is removal of of an item from its source of nourishment. Hafsakas yenika, right? Is that the ikker, or is it chatichas mechubar? Different rayas, lakan or lakan. I didn't mention, but the Dvar Avraham, the Kavod Rav, and Chelek Aleph, Simon Chavdalid, he talks a lot about the malacha of kotzer. Okay, but then we had in the Mishnah, we had the following machlokas, or nishchata habehema. We had it here on top of Kuf Chav Zayin Amebeis. If the animal is shechted, so then it is obviously no longer tamei mishum nevela. Hukshru b'dameha. But it is hukshar with the blood. With the blood, we know blood is one of the seven liquids. Yad Shach Adam, so Rabbi Meir holds that once the animal is shechted, so then it is hukshar with the blood. Rabbi Shimon Omer la hukshar. Rabbi Shimon says it is not hukshar. It is not hukshar. The limb. Rashi on top of Amud Beis again said nishchada behema nitru milatami or mishum nevela v'yavavisha asurin bachila. Even though the limb is aser b'achila because it was already somewhat considered, a treifa because it was out of the animal. And Rashi continues and says, "Mide nivela tiaru de'ain shchita osa nifo k'hukshu b'damel l'kabel tuma below hechsher acher." It does not have to get hukshar from anything else. The dam of the animal is already machshir l'kabel tuma. Rabbi Meir holds it. Rabbi Shimon says, "No, it's not true. The behemoth is not hukshar. That's if it shechted. If it dies, so then it requires hechsher, as we mentioned, because misa osa nifal, as we had earlier in the fourth parak. That was the last part of the Mishnah. But first, the middle part. The middle part of Nishcha the behema machlokas tanaim, whether the blood of the shechita will be machshir l'kabel tuma, the limb or not. So, what is that machlokas about? Says the Gemara, Nishcha behema b'maikim iflagi. What is the machlokas about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon regarding hechsher? So we are going to have six suggestions in the Gemara. What exactly is this machlokas about? By kamiflagi on my Rabba number one, bibehema naasis yad le'ever kamiflagi. Right, we had earlier the sugya at the beginning of the parak of yados and shomrim. So a yad, meaning even if something is not an ikker part of the item, if it serves the item, if it's a secondary part of the item, so then it can function as a conduit for certain halachos, for tumah, for heksher, as we said. So the question is, here, what are we discussing? We're talking about the aver hamiduldal, right? So is that going to be hukshar or nitma? Can a behema, which is obviously the ikker, as compared to an aver is an extension of the behema. But could the behema be a yad for the aver? Because after all, here, the behema was never aver menachai, so to speak. It was never a medulto. And right when it shechted, so there's no tumah to talk about. Right now it shechted. So, can it be viewed as a yad to the aver? So Mar Savar, Ein behema nasis yad le'ever. One opinion holds that the behema is not considered a yad le'ever. Marsavre behema nasis yad le'ever. Then it would be able to be considered a yad. Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Behema nasis yad le'ever kamiflagi. Vitravayu is lehu yesh yad le'hechsher. Both hold, machlokas we had earlier in the parak, whether being makshir the yad is enough to be makshir the rest of the item. Right, we had a machlokas Rav and Yochanan. So the question here is, yes, yesh yad lehechsher, and therefore, if the yad is hukshar, so then their item is considered hukshar. So here, if the behema is hukshar through the blood, do we say that works for the limb? Rabbi Shimon holds, ain a behema. The behema cannot be a yad for an aver. Right, Rabbi Shimon sounds very logical. The animal is the ikker. give me a yad for the aver. And therefore, it's just because the blood is makshir, the rest of the animal, it's not makshir, the aver. Rebbeir says no. Rebbeir says behema could be a yad la aver. Could the opposite be true? Probably surely. Also, right, yad, the aver could be a yad for the behema, but a behema could be an aver for the yad. So you have to figure out, we have to think about what that machlokas is about. Whether the behema could be called a yad. Is that a machlokas about how to view animals or how to view yados? Right, do we say that animals, all bodies, all organisms serve different parts of their organisms? Machlokas about how to view behemos? Or is it a machlokas about how to view yados? That's a question that we can think about. But that is all number one. Rabbah, the machlokas in the Mishnah is about whether everybody agrees, yesh yad lahechsher, the machlokas is, so can this behema be hukshar for the rest, for the specific aver? Number one, Tosfos does point out, Nired de Rabba Mati Savar de Lorb Shimin Shchita Machsheres Lo Dam Hachi Kamar. Machlokas we'll get into later. Ein Behema Nasas Yad La Ever Hayim Nasas Yad La Ever Hayim Mukshar Mishchitas Behem Avvisho Hu Aser Bachila Mid Rabbanan. Tosfos alludes to a machlokas that we're going to have later on the daf about blood versus shchita itself. So we'll keep that in mind for later. But that's number one, Rava. Abaya Amar number two, Ba'oches Bekatan Ve'ein Gadol Ola Imo Kamiflagi. Right? Everybody agrees, says Abaya, that the behema cannot be Yad La'Aver. No, come on, that's the behema is the Iker. So it can't be a Yad, an extension for the Aver. The shita of Rabbi Meir is, how do we view this animal? Do we view the animal as one big unit? And even though, if you would pick up the animal by this semi-detached limb, the animal would rip off, right? It would not be all connected. But that's the question. Just because that would happen, does that mean that they're not connected? Because if you touch a piece of it, so then the rest of it would rip off. That's the machlokas. Mar Savar Oches Bekata Mein Gadol Ola Imo Hariu Kamohu. One opinion said, no, it's still considered one unit. That is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And therefore, even though it would rip off, it's considered a unit, and therefore, if hukshar on the rest of the animal, it's considered hukshar on the limb. Not because it's a yad, but because it's one Iker, it's one animal, right? Kula chada chashivla, Rashi adds in. And therefore, the basar medulda is part of it. And even though when you pick up the aver medulda, it would not go with it, it is okay. Umar Sabra ain't a kamo, and Rabbi Shimon says no, it is not viewed as one unit, and therefore, it's separate, and everybody agrees that the behemah can be a yad for the aver. Rabbi Yochanan also implicitly says that this is the machlokas because Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Yochanan asked the following stira within Rabbi Meir. This is the type of lashon that some are familiar with from the beginning of Beitza. We're trying to figure out exactly what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan also there asks a stira between two Tanaitic sources. So from the fact that he asked the stira, you know what he must hold is the explanation of the Mishnah there at the beginning of Beitzas here too. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan asked the stira and Rabbi Meir shows what he thinks about this machlokas, what Rabbi Meir's shita is. So, mi amar Rabbi Meir, oches bakatam ein gadol ola imo, hareu kamo, does Rabbi Meir really hold that even if part of it would rip off, if you pick it up by the smaller part, it's still considered one unit? But for a minute, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Tevul Yom? The Mishnah in Tevul Yom, as we point out again, another exciting Mishnah we've had in this whole parak, we've had uksin, we've had Aholos, we've had Kalim, and many of the Masechtas in Seder Taharos. So Verminu here, Ochel Shenifrasu Mu Rabbi Miksas, there's food that is falling apart, but it's still somewhat connected to each other. So do we view that as one regarding Tumah V'Tahara? If a Tevul Yom touches part of this item, do we say the whole bread is going to be Tommy or not? So Chasnevasumur b'miksas, Rabbi Meir Omer, Imo ches bekatan v'gado ola imo, hariu kamo. Rabbi Meir says, well, it depends. If you can lift up the small part and the other part goes up with it, then fine. Vim lav ainu kamo, and if not. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore there's a stira. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Rabbi Meir over there, the Mishnah in Tevul Yom says that it has to be able to stay together, and if not, it's considered two separate sections. And he says that's a stira in our Mishnah. So obviously he holds that our Mishnah, that's the machlokas, that's the issue in our Mishnah. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was forced to say muchlefes hashita. Rabbi Yochanan was forced to say that it must be the shitas over there are flipped. So it must be Rabbi Yochanan holds like Abaya that the machlokas in our Mishnah is based on the issue of oches bekatan vein gado ola imo kamiflagi. How do we look at that connection. So the Gemara just adds, Umay Kushya. I don't know why Rabbi Yochanan was bothered. Dilma shani Larry Meir ben Tful Yom L'Shar Tumas. Right? Maybe you could be Mechalek. Don't just look at it as, in general, small pieces, part of larger items, do we look at as a connected unit. Maybe we shouldn't look at it like that. Maybe we should look at it separately and based on context. There's a difference between Tful Yom, this latter context, and other Tumas. And the Gemara answers, well, we can't do that because Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Echad Tful Yom, Echad Shar Tumas. Rabbi says that there's no difference between Tful Yom and Shar Tumas, and therefore he wouldn't, Rabbi Yochanan would not have been able to give that answer. Says the Gemara, V'demal Rabbi lo shani lei, the Meir shani lei. Still, why should Rabbi Yochanan be bothered? Maybe Rabbi Meir himself holds there's a chiluk, and Rabbi Meir holds is looked at as one unit for Shar Tumas and not for Tful Yom. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'divrei Rabbi Muchlefes Hashita. You're right. If we hold like Rabbi, then I have a stira. Right? Maybe Rabbi Meir holds differently, but if Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi that all tumas are similar, so then we have a stira in the shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, a couple of points to make. First of all, why should Tful Yom be different? Why should Tful Yom be different than other tumas? So one might have just said, conceptually Tful Yom is different because it is semi not tummy anymore. Right, there's different Lashonos in various Rishonim in different Masechtas. Right, Tful Yom, what's a Tful Yom? You went to the mikveh and now we're waiting for evening. So that's not regular Tumah. Very often to remove Tumah, you have to do something. So a regular prisoner is Tumah. He's Tumah because he didn't go to the mikveh yet, he didn't get the ashes for a Tumah yet. He's Tumah. Tful Yom is already in the process of Tara, so to speak. Is it not fully Tami? So maybe that's why we would say Tful Yom is different than Shar Tumas. Rashi here has a challenging line to understand. Rashi says in the fourth skinny line, Tful Yom is different because it's Tumah Durabanan. Durabanan. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Akiva Eiger here asks, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. It's against Psukim. It's against the Gemara. Tamuali, says the Gilyan Hashas. Ha Tful Yom hu Tameh Daraisa. Livsol Shuma Benegiya. The Adinim Daraisa. By Tful Yom. By Tful Yom. Touches something, it's mispatami daraisa. Vayin sota, vahavile l'rashi lomar de Tful Yom kalish tumaso.
Rashi should have just said, conceptually it's weaker. Not that it's drabanan.
Vitzarech iyun gadol. Gilyan Hashas leaves it, vitzarech iyun. Why should it be drabanan? So an answer for Rashi has to be that he doesn't mean it literally, that every case of Tful Yom is drabanan. Maybe he's saying that maybe this case of Tful Yom, maybe he's making a new kimta, that Tful Yom here, that's what the Rishash says. The Rishash here obviously finds difficulty with this. He says, Tamu, he quotes the question, Dehari Tful Yom posel minatorah. Kidaparach Hashas B'Shabbos Daf Yudalid B'Pshitus Tful Yom Daraisehu. Kidemuchach Mikra Perka Arel. Acharei Zeh Matzasi B'Goyin Hashas. So he didn't see the Goyin Hashas first. He asked the Kasha, he says, oh! He found the same kashya in the Gilyan Hashas. Shigamkin Amar Allah Bazeh Ve'elo B'Sarachiyin V'ulai Mashakasav Shutuma Durabanan Hu Litnai Ratzalomer Be'ezet Tful Yom Hu Meikel Kishahu Durabanan. Right, in Ukimta, in a case where it is Durabanan, but not that inherently Tful Yom is Durabanan. You have to say something for Rashi, because Rashi can't argue with Psukim, Rashi can't argue with the Gemaras. But that is the idea, right? We know there's an Issa Daraisa, there are mitzvahs. Some of the 613 that relate specifically to Tful Yom, right? The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samachay in Parshas Emor counts a separate Isser that a Tful Yom cannot do the Avoda while he's a Tful Yom. Separate from a Tami doing the Avoda. A Tful Yom can't do the Avoda. It's a separate Losaseh. Shelo Yishamish Kohen Tful Yom Achi Yarev Shimsho. V'yavo bi shetaval v'tiher tzorech arev shemesh. Right, even though he was already went to the mikvah, he needs shkia. Lefi shehu kisheni l'tumah shi'arev shimsho. He has the status of a sheni shekein pirshu zechon l'vracha. The pasuk in Vayikra. B'mayim yuvav v'tamei ad erev v'toher. Akas akari l'tul yom tamei. Ava v'shatava shi'arev shimsho. Ava mikom akom eno tamei kemo shayeh kodem tfila. He's not as tamei as he was. Ki mitchila hayarishon l'tumah v'achara tfila nikra sheni l'tumah. Before he was a Rishon. Yelzanemar, Velo Yechalu Shem Elohehem, Shekein Ba'olav Apir Shem Mekubal, and also Perak Sheni Risan Hedrin, Kedoshim Yelohehem, Emeinu Inyon Latame, Teineu Inyon Tful Yom Sheshimesh. V'chulu. So it's a separate
separate iser. And the Sefer Chinuch, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Levisha HaKohen, Hu HaShaliach Ben Yisrael Avim Sheva Shemayim. We know the Kohen is the Shliach. Who is he the Shliach for? That's a kasha. That's a big discussion in Masechet Nedarim, Shluchat Rachmana or Shluchat Didan. But he is a Shliach. Umitoch Maisav Vekarbonosav Yisrasa Adam Lefnei Baro. Through his actions, we achieve kapara v'yichupa ravono alken chov olav lios naki aguf betachlis be'es avoda. And therefore, it is our obligation that he is in the ultimate state of tara. V'ulai ruach atuma lo yavar lagamre me'alav matari v'shemesh. He adds in a line. Maybe the ruach of tuma. Why does the Torah demand waiting till sunset? Maybe the ruach of tuma has not totally left until shkia. The ruach of tuma. Meaning, he said before, in Chazal and in the Rishonim, we find different formulations. Kalish Tomaso, he's not Tameh anymore, but he's just waiting. Or he's still Tameh until, so to speak. But Ruach Tum is there. Ubarach Adon HaChachma, Kihua Yodea, Velo Anachnu, and Baruch Hashem, he knows and not us. Ad Eze Eis Yichshar. Lafisha Nitma La'asok Ba'avodaso Baruchu Vodiyanu Ki Hu Eis Bo HaShemesh Liksas HaTumos. Right, that is the Sefer Chinuch. Relates to, whenever Tful Yom comes up, we like to mention the introduction to the Egle Tau, where he quotes his father, and the Sachar Shavar says that, maybe the message of Egle, of Tful Yom is the same type of message as Kriya Shema. Why do we only have Kriya Shema twice a day? We have it in the morning and we have it at night. Well, why not three times a day? So he prepares it to Tful Yom. He says, Tful Yom, what's the concept of Tful Yom? If you were Tameh today, there's a vestige of that Tumah for the rest of the day. Because we're mushpa from who we are and what we're involved in, and even if we went to the mikvah, there's still a vestige, like the language of the Sefer Chinuch here. Ruach Tumah lo yavar lagamre me'olav an harav eshemesh. And therefore it affects us. It says, so too with Kriya Shema, Latova, right? Mi Datova Meruba, Mi Daparanis. If somebody davids in the morning, so that Kriya Shema, that Kabbalah Malcha Shemayim can last the whole day. It can last the whole day. You don't need by Mincha. Because if I say Kriya Shema properly, it can last the whole day. Already nighttime, a new halachic day? Okay, then I need it. And why can't the Meir one work in the morning? Because you had a Shenas Keva. We go to sleep. So it can't work, go through sleep. So, we have to do it at night, because it's the beginning of the day, it didn't last since this morning, right, that's gonna be too far, and in the morning we need it. But that's the concept of Tful Yom, because we're mushpa, we're affected by the, Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, right? If we look at it like that, we should realize that, you know, what a Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim is supposed to be, right? It's not supposed to be rushing through. I mean, Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, how many mitzvahs that we do when we say Shema? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the most important part of all the tefillos that we say, what is included in Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. We do so much, but we don't always think about what we're doing. Right? When we say Kriya Shema every day, we're being Makabel Ol Malcha Shemayim. We're accepting that our life is to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our life. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? Then the Achronim point out the Rambam even includes another aspect, which we don't always, recognize. Right? The Rambam does not have a separate mitzvah saseh for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nowhere in the 248 is there a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam counts Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim once a year, Leila Seder, but not Zechira. Why not? Where is Zechira? So many different suggestions given. Maybe the Rambam thinks it's Derabanan, because it's Belev, maybe he doesn't count mitzvahs Belev. The Ar Sameach says, maybe it was left out on purpose, because Hashem wanted to give the Rabbanan power to institute certain mitzvos that are hafakat ratzon abore, right, what Hashem would appreciate, right, so it is Rabbanan special, but it's clear in the Rambam says, no, it is Daraisa. He just does count it separately. Why? Because the Rambam is the Shita, if you remember, four Shitas in the Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midaraisa? First Pasuk, Ramban, first paragraph, Rashi, first two paragraphs, Tosfos, all three paragraphs, Rambam. The Rambam counts all three paragraphs as part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Malcha Shemayim. Third paragraph, what does that have to do with Kabbalah Malcha Shemayim? That's the mitzvah of Tzitzis. That's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That third paragraph, Ani Hashem Elokeich Asher Otzei Yetzieschem. That's Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, the Rambam understands that part of Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is part of remembering why I am an Eved Hashem every single day. Why I'm Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim. And therefore, there is, that is something that we have to think about while we do it. But that lasts for a couple of hours, that experience. Right, and that's why, just like Tful Yom, according to in the Hakdam of the Egle Tal, he makes that comparison. Just one other ha'ara about Tful Yom, if you look in Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlow, in the third volume of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he talks about the language of Tful Yom. He knows Rav Sadia Gaon, in his poem that describes the Sefer HaMitzvahs, his lashon is Tful Aravim. Tful Aravim. Which is kind of, because it's a poem, so it has to match up and rhyme with the previous, which ended with an im, so it has to be a tful aravim. But either way, Rav Yerucham Fischel Perlow is not happy with that lashon. Ha-lashon megumgam, de-milvad de-bechol makom karile tful yom, v'lo ashkechon b'shum duchta tful erev. What do you mean tful aravim? It's a plural of erev? No, it's called a tful yom. You went to the mikvah, and now you're waiting for the yom. Why tful erev? That's focusing on the opposite. Vatam pashur mishum de tfilas tara tzricha herev shemesh achar tfila. Ve'eno yotim edei tumas vach yarev shimsho. Ulachi garele tful yom. Klomer she tovol bayom. Uluk she yarev shimsho. Biyomo yiyet tohor. Avaloshen tful erev ein lo biur. And he says it doesn't even fit into the rhyme. And here he thinks it's a toh sofer. It should be tful erev viyamim. And you can still get the mim at the end in order to rhyme with the previous line. But he thinks it's tol erev v'yamim, and he goes through and continues explaining that. But that's tful yom. Again, it's related to mechusar kippurim, which is the next step after tful yom. That is all, though, related to this suggestion that Abaye's pshat of the Mishnah of Ochiz b'chadim egadolim olimo maybe is what Rabbi Yochanan believes too, because he has the stira. Within Rabbi Meir Shita, between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Tful Yom, and we said, maybe there's a chilek. No, there's no chilek. The other point to mention in this regard is this concept of a katan, a chilek, a piece of a katan, and whether that connects comes up in another area of halacha as well, and that, of course, is by Shalem for Hilchas Brachos and for Lechem Mishnah. And for Lechem Mishnah, right? We know the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Ayin Dalet Arachayim, Botzea Al Shtei Kikaro Shleimos. You have to make Hamotzi on two whole Chalas, right? One exception to the rule, the whole year, right? Lechem Oni, right? At the night of the Seder, we do Yachatz, we break the Matzah. The Ashkenazic custom, not the Ashkenazic custom, the Shulchan Aruch says that's why we have three Matzahs. We have three Matzahs because we're going to break one and we still need Lechem Mishnah. And that's why we have three, but the Rambam argues. The Rambam, the Vilna Gaon, passes like the Rambam. Two matzahs. You break one, it's one and a half. Okay, that's what you have for Pesach. That is Lechem Mishnah for Pesach. The unique essence of Lechem Oni overrides or redefines the generic rules of Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah usually requires two whole challahs. For Pesach, no, one and a half is what you need. That's decided. But again, that's the minhag, that's the halacha of the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even pass on the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and the minhag olam in most places is to have three. So you have both Lechem Oni and Lechem Mishnah. But the Shulchan Aruch says you should have two whole ones. The Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Ayin Dal, it says, Va'uga shenitzer faksas v'adayin lo nechta mimena yeshurim diyosu yibba linyin lechem mishnah. If it's a little burnt, if you don't have a whole one, okay, what can you do? You try your best. If you look at the Pisuke Tshuvos, V'yafilo lo nechtach lagamrei l'shtayim, ela nistak. Right? What if it's a little cracked? Ba'ofan shim yag bihenu b'chelko akaton lo yala achelek hagadolimo. It's a little cracked, it's still connected. It's still connected, it's one unit, but it's not fully there. A little bit is cut off. Dino kenechlak legamre. So that lechanchila should not be used if you have another one. If your challah is a little cut, so that if you would lift up the extra piece, it would rip off, right? It would not lift up the whole challah with it, so then lechanchila you should use it different. And it quotes on the bottom here, matsui bimatza. It's common by matza to have a little crack, and if you would lift it up from that piece, then the whole thing would break. Umistaver shem benachas ubimetinus yuchal lagbio b'chelak akata b'lishi shaver shaver dami. If you do it very carefully and it would hold, so then it's okay. But again, we're talking about a case if it wouldn't. Again, lechadchila. Aval kishein tachas yado lechem acher shalem. Obviously, if you don't have any other piece, so then what should you do? Yoel lechaber et shnei chalakav be'etzu b'kisein. Put a toothpick between the two pieces to hold it together. And then it can be one, then it can be next of as one. right, or something else that's not muksa, or b'shum davar acher, ba'ofan shem yito chelak ha'echad, yala gam ha'chelak ha'shini v'lo yishamet. Right, so this doesn't only come up by Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, comes up by Lechem Mishnah. So if you would pick up the small part, you don't have another whole one. And if you pick up the small part piece, it would come off. So then maybe you could put in a toothpick. Quotes on the bottom from the Makor Chaim. There are a lot of Makor Chaims. Right? The Makor Chaim of the Deceiver, the Nochos Pesach, but the Makor Chaim on Arach Chaim from the Chavos Yair. It's a safer on Arach Chaim. So he quotes from the Chavos Yair. He says, maybe that's called Metakein. Right? Maybe that's, for Shabbos, right? You are creating a difference in halacha because you want to use a shalem. But general poskim do not think that that is the, that is the case. Okay, what about pudding? He talks about it on the bottom. He says, what about wrapping it very tightly in, plastic wrap? You know, that would also, you know, looks whole. Looks whole with a plastic wrap that comes, that sometimes it comes in it. See, he says, you know, lachara, that should work if that is what you, if that is what you have. Okay, but this is, if you don't have anything else, then just, do your best. Also comes up in Hilchos Brachos generally when one wants to make a bracha on a shalem. On a shalem, that's Hilchos Brachos in general, right? Not just Alecha Mishra. The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Kuf Samach Zayim in Betzias Apas. This is a simon that, you know, so many interesting halachas in here that we're not aware of, or we don't remember. When we should look at the challah or the bread when we're making hamotzi, and we should hold it with our 10 fingers because there are 10 mitzvahs that we do by eating bread. What 10 mitzvahs? It's the Yerushalmi and challah. There are 10 mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it here. Yerushalmi and challah. Right, we didn't violate kilai behema, right, when we made this bread, right, we didn't violate kilai zraim, and the isra of muzzling your animal, leket shecha peyat shumas chuma maiser rishon chein yichala, right, all these mitzvahs, we just eat the bread. Hold it with your 10 fingers, right, and yivarach hamotz lechem naaretz, take a little break between the word lechem and min, because it's the same letter. Don't make a bracha before you're holding the bread. Many halachas about betzias habas, right, try to have salt on the table. But the first halacha, sif aleph. What do we do? When we have, let's say, a roll, and we're gonna cut it, right, how often do we have challah during the week? Right, not often. But if somebody has challah or a roll during the week, so, if one is just gonna, you know, not have to cut it, just rip off a piece, and maybe you could keep it whole. But it says, if you're gonna have to cut it, so instead of having the hefsek between the bracha and the wholeness, there's a balance. Mark it, cut it a little bit, but leave it enough so that it's still whole, so you can make a bracha on the shalem, but, it's not called a hefsek. So the same rule is quoted. Same rule is quoted there. Sarech lachtoch ma'at, shem yechzos beprusa yales shar kikar imo. Shem lo kein, chashiv keprusa. Right? Because if not, if you cut it too much, then it's called a prusa. It's not called a whole. V'yani chenem mechuberes lapas, v'yascha levarech, v'yachas shiasayim, then you could cut it. Okay, either way, this is, on the weekday. On Shabbos, you can't do that, the Rama says, because you have to need the kikar shlemos. That's the chsam sofer here. Maybe just mark it. And that's the medaktikim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Reish Ayin Dalet. The medaktikim market, again, not needed me'ikar adin. The Ramah doesn't quote that solution. The Ramah just says, you know, what can you do? Shabbos, you can't cut it. The Achronim after, quote that solution. One final point, and then we will, continue. The Stipler discusses, now we know this Chibur, this is in Taharos, Simin Ayin Beis. We know this Chibur in other areas of Allah also, like mikvah. Water is considered mechubar, but if you lift up some of the water, it doesn't lift up the rest of the water. So obviously, you don't need it to be called one unit for all items. So he has a very creative suggestion. It could be that the problem by all of these cases is that it was created as one, and now it broke. That's worse than never being a unit that is all one. You have water. You have a bunch of water that's touching each other. So that's mechubar. You don't need the rule of, oh, if you lift up some of the water, the rest of the water is not going to come. No, that's called connected. That's called attached to each other. A bread that's split is worse. A limb that's supposed to be a unit that's split off, that's worse. So it depends how it started. Depends how it started, says the Stipler here in Kilos Yaakov Simen Ayin Beis. That's what he would think. For Neshicha, right, we know, what if you have two breads next to each other? Right, in terms of challah, in terms of having the doughs connected. So you don't find the rule there of if you lift up one part, the other part's going to be ripped off. It's still connected if you have a little neshicha, because they were never one unit to start with. So if they were never one unit, that's not when you need this rule. This rule is only when you have a unit that got disconnected, and now that it's disconnected, so then this could be a rule to see if it still is connected. That is all number 2, Abaya. Number 3 suggestion. What is the machlokes in the Gemara? Again, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Whether the limb is considered hukshar when the behema was hukshar. Rav Amar b'yesh yad l'tumah v'in yad l'hekshar k'mivluki. The machlokes is this issue, whether is yesh yad l'tumah, but there's no yad l'hekshar, meaning if there's yad l'hekshar itself, the machlokes we had earlier in the perek. So Mar Savar Yesh Yad L'Tumah V'Yin Yad L'Hekshar. Rabbi Shimon holds there's Yad L'Tumah, but not Yad L'Hekshar. Umar Savar Yesh Yad L'Tumah U'L'Hekshar. No, it can work. There's Yad L'Tumah and L'Hekshar. Everybody holds, according to this one, obviously, everybody holds the behema could be a Yad for the Aver, the opposite of previous one. And the Machlokas is, do we hold Yesh Yad L'Hekshar? Fine. Our Papa Amar number 4, Behekshar Kodem Machshava Kamiflagi. This gets back to some lumdis that we discussed earlier. We know, usually, you have an item, a food item, and then your machshar l'kabel tumah. What if you didn't think about its being a food item before it was mukshar? Right? Some items are inherently food. Right? An apple, an orange. Right? Those are automatically a food. You don't have to think about, oh, I'm going to eat this. So it's automatically, so right when mukshar happens, after it's detached, so then it works. But other items, as we're talking about here, they're semi-edible. They're not so edible. So the way that it becomes a food is if I think about that I'm going to use it for a food. So what happened if there's hechsher before I had that machshava? So before it has a shem ochel, I have hechsher. And this gets into whether hechsher is part of giving it a shem ochel. That's the machlokas here. Tanya, the Braisa says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Kachai, Rabbi Akiva Shona. Rabbi Akiva taught me, chelev shchuta bekfarim, chelev of shechted animals in villages. Rashi has a couple of deis here, why villages make a little difference. Maybe in villages, there's not so many people, and therefore there was plenty of other meat, so they wouldn't use chelev unless they have to. In a big city, so there's less basar around for the people, so it would be automatically food. But in the kfar, it wouldn't be. So tzorach machshava v'in tzorach hechsher. So Rabbi Akiva says, it needs machshava to think about it's a food. V'in tzorach hechsher, shekvar hukshar b'shchita. Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, hechsher could happen before the machshava of the food. Amarti lefanav, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I told Rabbi Akiva, I argue, limatan rabbeinu. But didn't you teach us, Ulshin, Shelikton, right, endives, Shelikton, Vihidichon Behema, and you wash them off to give them for an animal, because it's basically animal food, Vinimla Chaleim La'adam, and then you decided to give it, a person's gonna eat it, Srichas Heksher Sheni. Meaning, the Heksher that took place before the Machshava is not good enough, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Akiva, Vichaz Rabbi Akiva, Lioshonik Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Akiva was Choserbo. So, maybe this is the goof of the machlokas. Mar savar la kimei kara. One opinion holds, like Rabbi Kiva originally thought, that hechsher could work before machshava, and that's Rabbi Meir. Mar savar la b'chazara, and Mar holds, no. Hold like Rabbi Him, after he was chozerbo, and the hechsher has to be after the machshava. And again, the lumdus could be, if it's about being mashlim the shem ochel, so then maybe it has to have a basic shem ochel, in order to then be mashlim the shem ochel. Like Rashi said, like the Sefer Chinuch says. But if it's just about making sure the spiritual pores are open to allow in the tumah, so then maybe you wouldn't need it. Or maybe you could say the opposite. But again, that's one suggestion, what the machlokas could be about. Number 5. Rav Acha Reid Ravika Amar, B'niskanech Adam Shebein Simon L'Simen Kamiflagi. Maybe the machlokas is, okay, everybody would agree that the dam shchita would be machsherit. But what if the dam, the early part of the dam shchita, was wiped off before you finished the shchita? And the machlokas is, as we had earlier, Mar Savar Yeshna L'Shchita Mitzchila V'Atzof, Rabbi Meir holds that the entire shchita is significant. Yeshna L'Shchita Mitzchila V'Atzof, you don't just look at the last moment, but the whole process. V'hai Dam Shchitahu, and therefore the earlier Dam that was on it, even though it was in this Kaneach, is called Dam Shchita. And therefore it would be Machshir. It would be Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. Umar Savar, no. And Rabbi Shimon holds, Eina L'Shchita Ela L'Sof, V'hai Dam Makahu. Right? No, Shchita is looked at the last moment. This is Dam Maka. It's just from a wound. It only is looked at as Dam Maka because it's not there anymore. We pointed out when we had this earlier in the Masechta. If it stays there until the end, then you could look back at L'Mafreya and say, at the moment, so now the whole thing was called Dam Shchita. Right? It gets into a little bit, L'Mafreya, L'Mafreya, U'mekana L'Haba L'Mafreya. Right? Once we had the later Shchitas, then we could look back and say, that this is all considered Dam Shchita. But we had that earlier, if you remember, when we discussed this from the Rav, Chlushi Aran, Tosas Arash, that was earlier. But anyway, maybe that's the Machlokas. about whether yeshna l'shchita mitzchila batzof or ein l'shchita ela batzof. Again, which is a shas topic related. And Rav Ashi Amar, finally, number six, b'shchita machsheres v'lo dam kam mifliki. Maybe the issue is, even if there was dam, maybe it's not machshir if there is no proper shchita. That's going to be matirit ba'achila. Right, that's the issue. B'shchita machsheres v'lo dam kam mifliki. Rabbi Shimon holds, right, Rashi quotes earlier from Daf Lamed Vav, shchita machsheres v'lo dam. Rabbi Shimon holds that shchita is machshir. But this limb, since the shchita is not going to matir it ba'achila, right, because it's already considered detached, so even though it helps it to be matar midei nevela, it's not going to be machshir it l'toma, this blood, this act of shchita. The taima, Rashi says, the taima of the shchita machshir, the reason shchita is machshir inherently is because it makes it into an ochel for heter achila. But here, the shchita is not making it into an ochel, the shchita is not going to work. Not going to work, and the other opinion says, no, it will work with the dam. Fine. Boi Rabba. Boi Rabba, now we have a couple of other suggestions. Behema bechayeha mau sheteyase yad le'ever. Right, a different related issue, obviously. But an animal while still alive, an animal became wet, and it was hukshar through the moisture, and then the animal is alive. So the animal is not makabel tuma. What if the animal touches something that's tameh? Could it function as a yad for the tuma, so to speak, to go through it, to be machshir the limb? Remember, the limb is semi-detached, and it's considered, let's say, tumas ochlin already. So is the hech, and it was hukshar. The animal went through a river. So now the animal, major part of the animal, touches tumah. So is that good enough to be able to pass that tumah? Can the behema be a yad for the aver to pass the tumah through? Right, we had before, can a behema nasas yad la aver? But that's for the hechshar. What about the tumah? What about the tumah? Could the tumah pass through? That's the question here. Right, Ma Rashi in the first wide line. So, Teku, that is not a question that's answered. Amar Abaya, let's continue. Hare Amru, all similar. We're going to have five or six similar questions here. Hare Amru, Kishus Shenita Ba'atzitz. I plant something in a flower pot that is, has does not have a hole at the bottom. So it's not called Mechubar. It's in a flower pot. V'igdila, and then it grew and it went over the rim. V'yatzis lachutz, v'chutz la'atzis tahora. Once it goes over the rim, the Tanakhama holds, the entire plant is considered mechubar, because it's getting nourished, so to speak, through the air over the ground, and therefore it is tahora. Amar Rabbi Shimon v'chima tiva l'taher. How did the inside become tahar? If it was already not called mechubar. El hatame betumaso v'tar betaraso. Right, the inside is tame. Right, it's not called attached to the ground. What flew out, what's hanging over, is tar. Fine. So baya baya. Right, all these questions are going to be, could something that is not subject to the problem that we're talking about be a conduit to the part of it that is subject to the problem? So here, amar baya baya maushiti asa ya l'chaverta. This plant, the branches that are hanging over are considered attached to the ground, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. But the part that's still in the pot is not going to fall part of the ground. So it is makabel tuma. So what if the outside touches something that's tame? Would it be able to go through it to make what's inside tame? Teku, also not answered. So the Chashuki Chemet discusses, if there is something that is hanging over the flower pot, are you allowed to put your hand under it? Or let's say it's hanging, you have a plant that's hanging from the ceiling. Is walking under it called kotzer on Shabbos? Right? And what happens if you start Shabbos under it and you go, it's called Zareya? Very hard to say that. Very hard to say it is, but it is fascinating discussion. Amar Yirmiyah, Hare Amru, next, similar. Hamashakwa l'chazi delas asra. What if I bow down to half a pumpkin? Half a gourd. So half of the gourd is now asr bahana'a. Why is that important for us? We're within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that says something that's asr bahana'a is not makabel tumas ochlin. Right, we had that, we discussed that once earlier in the Masechta too. It's asr bahana'a, can't be called a food. So, can that half be the conduit for the other half? As we'll see in a second. Rashi points out, even though we say Avodah Zarah itself is Tameh, that's only a Tumah D'Rabbanan. Right, Avodah Zarah on a Torah level is not Tameh. It's Usr, but it's not Tameh. So, some Tanon say that an Avodah Zarah is Tameh, that's only Tumah D'Rabbanan. So, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ma'u Shetiyasa Yad L'Chaverta. So, could the half a gourd be a Yad for the other half that can be Makabel Tumah Sochlin? Teku, also not answered. Rashi has a second day that this whole question is about Avodah Zarah, and that's how the Rambam seems to understand it, but we're going to go stick through the Tumas for now.
Amar Papa, next similar. Amar Hare Amru, Yichur Shal Te'ena Shenifshach U'mu'ura B'klipasa. I have a branch of a fig tree that was sliced and cut, but it's still attached through its bark. It's a little attached.
Rabbi Yehuda Mitar, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that branch is basically cut off. And therefore, but it's still attached a little bit. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's still considered attached, and therefore it's Taurus Mechuba Lekarka.
V'chachamim Omrim, no. Im Yachol Lichyos, if it could still live, then Tar, then it's called Mechuba to the tree, and therefore it is Tar, not Mekabel Toma.
V'im Lav Tameh, but if it's detached in a way that it's never gonna, revive itself and be connected, so then Tameh.
So Boy Rav Papa, Maoshe Ye'ase Yav L'Chaveiro. Can the part of the tree, Rav Ashi has two days here, but we're going to go with the first one. Could the branch that's considered attached to the tree be a conduit for Tumah for the part that's still considered detached from the tree?
Right, similar question to that, what we have had.
Rashi has a second day that says, could the tree itself be a yad? Could the tree itself be a yad for the branch that is only semi-detached? Which the Chazonish discusses. A tree could be a yad? A tree, a full tree that's attached to the ground. That could be a yad for the branch that's semi-cut off? It's like mechubar.
There he is. It's a big mechidish to say that, but the Chazonish says, you see from this day in Rashi, it must be that that's called a yad because it still supports and helps the other item grow. And therefore, he says, Afshar de kolshu mechubar chibar gamar chashav yad, afshein machzeklum,
but that's a chidish. But either way, take that question is also not an answer.
Last one, Amar Bizera, Hare Amru, Evan Shebezavis.
If somebody has two houses that share a wall, one of the houses gets tumas nige batim,
right? It becomes tameh. So usually in those days, as Rashi explains, they shared a wall, but there were bricks on two different sides. There were two walls of bricks next to each other. But sometimes on the bottom, they put one long slab that was in both parts, the tameh house and the tar house. So the same kind of shayla. If somebody walks into the tahar house, is he going to be tameh because it's the yad and the tumah is going to go through? Evish shebezavis kshu choletz. Choletz is kula. When you have to scrape off, so you have to scrape out the whole stone. Kshu notates a shalom v'mneach a shalchaveiro. If you have to break down the house when it's totally full tumah, then you can leave that half related to your friend's side. Boy, Reb Zera, Masha Tiyasa, Yala Chaverta, same thing. Somebody who goes into the house that's tohar, right, is he Tameh ba'ohel teku, so no answers given. So again, all these questions have the common denominator of the item under discussion. The half of the item under discussion is not subject to the problem, but can it pass through the item that it is physically connected to? Could the problem, the tumah, pass through and make the other item tameh? Look, the other item tameh. That is the shayla related. Okay, mesa behema. So now we get into the last line of our Mishnah. Right, the last line of our Mishnah, we discussed the second line of the last line. What if the animal died? It had a semi-detached limb, and then the animal died. So, we know the principle that we had earlier, Misa Osa Nifo. Once death happens, so we view it as if that limb was already detached beforehand. It was full Aver Min Hachai. And therefore, the limb is Matami Mishim Aver Min Hachai, and not Aver Min Anavela. Good, says the Gemara. Ma Ika Ben Aver Min Hachai, La Aver Min Anavela. What's the difference? They're both Tamei. They're both Aver Ben Achai is Tamei Mishum Nevela. Ike Beinayo, Basar Aporish, Bimeno Me'Aver Behema. Right, so there's some extra words here, different Gersos, we'll just read it as we have it. What if some flesh comes off of those? So is it flesh of Nevela or flesh of Min Achai? Dilu Basar Aporish, Be'Aver Ben Achai, Lo Metame. Basar Aporish Ben Achai is not Metame. Me'Aver Ben Anevela Metame. But if it's called Nevela, then it's Psar Nevela. So there's a big difference between the two. Aver Ben Achai, De Metame Maikra. Where do we know? What's the source? And Aver Ben Achai is Aser. We know that from Pesukim and Bereishis. But how do we know it is also Mitame? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, V'chiyamus min habehema. That includes even Aver Min Achai. Hami boy lele kedidach to Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. But don't we need that for a different halacha? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ami lo b'masi satana, V'chiyamus min habehema, Mixas behema mitama, V'mixas behema ena mitama. Mixas, you're right. There's a limitation. But what does it refer to? V'ez azuzu trefa sheshachta. A trefa that was shechted is not metame. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's not metame. That's what min habehema teaches me. So how could you use that for Aver Ben Achai? So imkein lifta rachmana mi behema, my min behema shma min atarti. So you know both.
Good. I hachi afilu basar nami. So once you're including, so why don't you say basar is also? If Eiver ben Achai is metamei, maybe basar ben Achai should also be metamei. Lo salka taitach. Where an Eiver has basar gidem atzamas. Eiver is more inclusive. Basar is just basar. So shouldn't you just say basar? Lo salka taitach. No, basar is not included. Detanya, the following brisa, three opinions. How do you know Eiver basar ben Achai is not metamei? I'm about to see what the nafkamin is. Titania. Yachol yehe basar aporish benachai tamei. I might think basar is tamei tamalomar v'chiyamus min habehema. Ma misa sheina osa chalipin. Just like you can't substitute. Once something's dead, it's dead. Af kol sheina osa chalipin. So what's tamei? Only something that is not osa chalipin. A body will not replenish it. If flesh gets a little bit, let's say, rotted, sometimes the body could replenish it. And therefore, that's not included in the Tumah of Eiver ben Achai. Devi Rabbi Yossi Hakalili. That's one opinion. That's how Basar is excluded. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Behema. Ma Behema, Gidem Atzamos, Avkol Gidem Atzamos. Just like an animal has bones and sinews, so too the Tumas Nevela, Tumas Eiver ben Achai, is only by bones and sinews. Basar doesn't have that. Rabbi Omer, Behema. Ma Behema, Basar, Gidem Atzamos, Avkol Basar, Gidem Samos. And the Rambam here seems to pass on like Rebbe. The Kesef Mishnah wonders why he would pass on like Rebbe here against Rabbi Akiva. So Ma'ika be Rabbi Akiva. What's the difference between Shita number 2 and Shita number 3? They're very similar. Gidim Atzamos and Basar Gidim Atzamos. Ike Benayu Arkuba. The lower leg, which has Gidim Atzamos but doesn't have Basar. So would there be Basar, would there be Tuma, in that area? Ben Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yisrael, Lidah Ma'ika Benayu. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina between number 1 and number 2? Again, all three are sources to exclude Basar. So what's the nafkamina between 1 and 2? Amar Papa, Kulya, Veniv Svatai, Ma'ika Benayu. Right? These items do not regenerate if they're cut off, but they don't have atzamos. So they don't regenerate. That would mean they should be Tamei, but they don't have atzamos. Maybe they shouldn't be Tamei. Okay, that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Segluli. Good, one more section. Tanya, Nami, Gabi, Shratzim, Kai, Gavna. We have a similar conversation about Shratzim. Shratzim also have the concept of Min HaChai. Yachol, Basar, Aparish, Manat, Shratzim, Yetameh. You might think that Basar that is separated from a Sheretz is also Mitameh Mishum Sheretz. Tamalomer, Bimosam. Ma Misa, Sheno, Sechalipin. Of course, Sheno, Sechalipin. Tiv, Rabbi Yosegluli. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Sheretz. Ma Sheretz, Gidim, Atzamos. Of course, Gidim, Atzamos. Rabbi Omer, Sheretz. Ma Sheretz, Basar, Gidim, Atzamos. Of course, Basar, Gidim, Atzamos. Same exact three Shitas. By Tumas, Eiver, Min HaChai. And Tumas Sheretz. Ben Rebbe Le Bekiva Yike Benayu Arkuba. Ben Rebbe Kiva Le Besegli. The Maiki Benayu. Amar Papa Kulyev Nisvatayim Yike Benayu. Same exact conversation. Vitzricha, but so why do we need both of them? Right? Tzricha, you need both. The Iyashmi Inan Behema. If you only had number 1, Hainu Taima Delo Metame, I would have thought that's only by a Behema. Basar Menachai is not Metame, Mechayim, Mishim Delo Metame Bekadasha. Because Behema is not so Chamur. It's not, you're not metame through just a lentil size piece. I will sheretz the metame bekadasha, but sheretz, which is more chamur, which is metame, even a tiny little amount, ema litzme mechayim. Maybe it's basar min hachai should be metame. V'yashmin and sheretz, and if I only had the second conversation, mishub de lo metame b'masa, lo metame mechayim. Because the sheretz is not metame by carrying it. It's more kal. Aval behema, but by a behema, demetame b'masa, ema tetame mechayim. So maybe it should be, even basar menachai should be metame tzricha, so that is why we need both of these conversations. Again, there's a lot of discussion here by Nevela. We didn't get to talk also about the tumat saras of the bias, which is a big discussion about the Evan Shebezavis. And a lot here. Maybe just one point about that point of Saras HaBayis. If you look, the Chazal quotes that Saras HaBayis is also a matana. Venasati, because the earlier nations put stuff in the walls, and Hashem wants you to break down the walls in order to be able to see it. So it's interesting that it's called a matana, even though it's an onesh. Isn't Saras HaBayis for the onesh? Right, and not for the gift. So if you look at many Mefarshim discuss in the Moshev Zakenim in the Bali Atosvis, right, they ask this Akasha. Amru Chazal, Hanagoyim Boim Achatom Sha'adam Asa, Va'avur Tsaris Ayin, Ba'anige Batim. Eich Amru Kansha, Bisora Tova Hilachem. Just leaves it as Akasha. Leaves it as Akasha, different Chazals. So if you look in the others suggest, the Archa Shulchan writes in one place,
Well, the message is maybe, even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives an onesh, it's not qua the onesh. It's because he wants us to do better. And he has rachmanis even within the onesh. And therefore, me'avaso as banav, af kimiyas, it's quoted here in the Osir Satorah, af kimiyasram yisurim kashim, in kavanaso shiz yasru chalila, ela lachzirim lamutav. And therefore, even within the onesh, he gives us things to reflect, to show us that that's not what he's interested in. And therefore, the v'nasati v'resachuzaschem, it is an onesh, but it comes along with a kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Like when a parent has to somehow express, when a parent has to give consequences to a child, you know, to somehow express it's hurting me as much as it's hurting you. And I don't want to do this, but you know, this is something that I have to do because you know, this is something that I think is important, and I love you, and that's why I need to do this. But again, that's one of the messages of Tzaras HaBayis, even though we know according to some Tzaras HaBayis never happened. Bayis HaMenuga, according to some opinions in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph. But either way, this is Bayis HaMenuga. But again, the difference is also between Eivor Menachai, Basar Menachai. We spoke earlier, I think, in the Masechta about why Eivor Menachai is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. You know, the other one seemed to be pretty defining of murder and stealing, and Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis and Dinim, setting up a court system and cursing God. Those are all like major Eivor Menachai. Right, and that one makes it in there. So I think we discussed earlier it was more common maybe in the days of old. It reflects something achzari about the essence of a person. But this is not only is it usher, but it is also tameh, as we just saw here. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tana Rabbanan, and we will continue. Not sure about tomorrow, whether it will be the new or the old, but we'll see. Okay, we'll continue.